How do you feel about being disliked? How do you feel about being trolled? How do you feel about people on the internet speaking negatively about you or your family thinking negatively about you? What is your relationship to the opinion of others? I want you to marinate on that because we're going to talk about that today and how that can potentially be the reason why you never build that powerful and potent personal brand. Welcome back to the podcast. Okay, so if you haven't noticed, I have a little bit of a change. We painted the wall pink and you kind of can't see. So I'm going to just quickly see if I can show you. Got my neon. So that's my big neon light. Actually, this lighting is not too bad, but we painted the wall pink. It looks so good. My husband did an amazing job. High five, Hamish. We love you. But this is better. More pink, pink everywhere, pink chair, pink everything. I'm going to be doing a little bit of my face with you, but I wanted to do this episode because I know that there's a book called The Courage to Be Disliked. It's something that I've been speaking about since I started my business in 2017. And it was a concept that I used to call hashtag FWOT, which stands for fuck what others think. Or you can say forget what others think. I've been teaching my kids since they were little. Baby, FWOT, forget what other people think. And they're so cute. They understand what that means. I know it's not easy to do it because we do care what other people think about us. However, I wanted to talk to you about having the courage to be disliked, your relationship with other people's opinions, how strongly that correlates to you showing up online, to you showing up on camera, to you building your personal brand, to you selling your offers, to you growing your audience, to you getting on stage, to you making money, to you building the business that you dream of, and basically having everything you want. It correlates so strongly to everything. If you are watching me and you're a person in business or you're listening on the podcast and you have a big impact to make, you have a business that you're running and you want to build and grow an audience, you are going to be looked at. You are going to be criticized. You are going to be misunderstood. There are going to be people that speak negatively about you, that talk, that point. Like, that's going to happen. Welcome to putting yourself out there on the internet. And I really think that if you're not ready for it, if you're not ready for the criticism, if you're not ready for, people talking about you and having opinions about you, it can be super jarring. And there's so many celebrities, and we hear about them. I'm just going to do my brows with you. We hear about these celebrities who, put themselves out there and get trolled and get criticized. And then they're depressed about it. They're upset about it and almost surprised. And I'm not saying it's okay. I don't think they should be trolled. I don't think any of that criticism should happen, but it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what's true. And what's true and what's real is that humans are going to think opinions and they're going to express them on the internet. They're going to be keyboard warriors that are going to be nameless and anonymous and mean. And they're going to talk about these celebrities all day, every day because they think they can. And that's the reality. How do we know? Because it's happening and it has happened. Okay. So what I think we need to do is get really curious about why we feel a way about it. And in a recent call that I had, I was sharing some of the work of Gabor Mate. If you don't know Dr. Mate Gabor, he's incredible. He was my mentor for 12 months. I joined his Compassionate Inquiry training program for therapists and coaches, and he is just amazing. And basically, he's like the king of the trauma and the father of addiction, and really talks a lot into addiction trauma. He's incredible. Canadian guy. He has a book, The Myth of Normal, that he just wrote, When the Body Says No. God, Scattered Minds, which is all about ADHD and what he believes, why people have ADHD, all this stuff. So he's incredible. And he had this analogy, and I want you to think about this as if this was you. He said to a woman in the audience, "If I called you a green bush, what would you say?" Like, if I said, "You're a green bush," like a bush. She was like, "I would think you were a bit crazy and I wouldn't think much of it. Like, that's silly. I'm not a green bush." And he was like, "Cool. Well, how do you know that you're not a green bush? Why would that make you feel silly?" And she's like, "Because I'm not. I'm a woman. I'm not a green bush. That doesn't make any sense. That's a bit weird." And so she brushed it off. It wouldn't matter. But he said, what if I said, you're dumb and I think you're stupid and I don't think you're good enough at what you do and I think that you suck at what you do and you're dumb? How would that make you feel? And then she got a bit like, oh, that hit different. I have a hair on my face. That hit different, right? Because maybe on some level, this woman already believes that she's not good enough, already believes that she's not the best at what she does. And so when he said that to her, you could see her whole face. There it is. Her whole face changed. And he said to her, why does that bother you? Me telling you you're not good enough, you're stupid, you're dumb, whatever, instead of you're a green bush. And she sat there like, I don't know. And the reason is because you already believe that about yourself, he said to her. So if somebody pokes, triggers, points out something, an insecurity, a feeling, a belief, a statement, a thought that you already think about yourself, that hurts. If someone's like, I hate your purple hair, Erica, I won't give a damn because I don't have purple hair. But if they're like, I'm not sure about your black hair and your eyebrows and your pink wall, you know, I don't know about that outfit you got on today. It's a bit colorful. You look like you should be in Miami. It's a compliment. You know, like whatever. If somebody says something about me that is real and is true and I already think, you know, like you're not that smart. If somebody said you're not that smart, I'd be like, oh shit, that would hurt. Because internally, my core belief has been since I was a kid, you're a stupid Spanish girl from the hood who doesn't know anything. And every time I get stuck in my business to this day, that tries to creep back in. Oh, you haven't figured it out because you're not smart. But like, of course I'm smart. That's ridiculous. But it's a belief that I'm aware of. And so if a stranger on the internet makes fun of something that you're already insecure about or points something out that you already feel something about, it's going to be very hard. It's going to be difficult. It takes courage to put yourself out there. It takes courage and boldness to show your face, to share your opinions, to tell people what you think, to say you have a way or a framework, a way of doing things. It takes courage. And I think that that analogy really helped me to realize that nobody can make fun of me. Nobody can hurt my feelings. Nobody can have power over me. Like if anyone is talking about me and I'm allowing them to get to me, it's because what they're saying at a deep level, I already feel. So what it does when this happens for you, because it's not happening to you, it's happening for you. When this happens for you, it allows you to inquire and investigate deeply, self-reflecting, what is this about? Why is that bothering me? I'm gonna take a sip of my coffee one second. Why is that bothering me? What about what they said feels true for me? Then you go inward and start doing the work on that. What a gift. It doesn't feel like a gift in the moment. It feels like you're being torn down, criticized, rejected, negatively spoken about, bullied, whatever. But if you go deeper into it, you actually have a moment where you can go, why does that bother me? I need to work out why that bothers me and fix that for myself. And to me, that's how you go out there becoming bulletproof and untouchable. I'm a human. Things still affect me. Of course they do. But I'm not mistaken. Like a stranger on the internet, a fan on the internet, a person that knows me from my past or my family or a friend has no idea what I'm capable of or who I actually am. They have no idea. So if I worry too much about what they think and pleasing them and them and them and them and making all these people happy, first of all, that's impossible. That won't work. They never will be. So I will spend my whole life trying to please other people. Second of all, who cares? If I'm good with me and I know who I am in the moment and I know what I'm about and I know my intentionality, I can let it go. I think I've talked about it on the podcast before. I said a word that you should not say. It was back in the day. I said retard, and that's a bad word you should not say. And it was like 2021. And I said it on my stories, and I was like, oh, I didn't even realize I said it. It was one of those words that back in the day you would say, not a nice word. I feel so bad about saying it. And somebody messaged me on my stories and was like, on Instagram, I was like, really? It's 2021. You're going to use that language? That's ridiculous. Shouldn't be. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize I said that. You're right. And I went back on my stories and I was like, hey, I said this word. I'm so sorry if it offended you. That was stupid. I shouldn't have said that. Not cool. My bad. Then I did the next story. Then I went on with my motherfucking life. I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm a bad person. Oh, la, la, what? No, I made a mistake. Guess what, baby? You're human. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to say things that you shouldn't say. You're going to mess things up. You're going to get it wrong. If you're okay with that, with being human and making human mistakes, that's all you need to be. Be okay with it. It gives you this freedom. And I talk about it all the time. It's not confidence. It's freedom. I am free to be who I am. I be wearing crazy shit, friend. I be wearing crazy shit with hats and shit, looking like Boy George sometimes. I just be going and I'm getting out of my Uber and someone's looking at me like, whoa, what the fuck is she wearing? I be going into corporate looking crazy. I don't give a damn. It's an exercise on fuck it. It's an exercise on FWOT. It's an exercise on the courage to be disliked. Not just listening to me. You're listening to me and you're reading these books and The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, Mark Manson. And you're looking for this information. What I want you to do now is go out there and try it. Go out there and wear something stupid, ridiculous. Go out there and put your face on the gram. Go out there and share your opinion. Go out there. Like, get rejected, get disliked, get negative comments, get somebody looking at you crazy. I dare you. You're not going to die. You're going to be okay. And it's going to build some skin. And the skin's going to start building. And it's going to become tough, like a little callus that's on the bottom of my feet, on my heels, right? It's going to happen. And then you're going to be like, I didn't die. There's no big deal. And you're going to care less about what other people think. You're going to care more about what matters to you and the way you want to show up. You're going to become unfuckable with. You're going to live FWOT. You are going to have the courage to be disliked. The book that you read will actually work because you know you're good. And if anything someone says or does affects you or burns you or stabs you and you start bleeding a little bit, you book a therapy session, you get up in your journal, you start doing your inquiry, you start reflecting, you start doing your work, and you send that person a thank you. Thank you, stranger on the internet. Thank you, person, for showing me a part of myself that is yet to be worked on. Now you work on that. More untouchableness. Especially if you're here to make some big waves and impact the world. Especially if you have a big vision of who you're going to be and the impact you're here to have. You cannot allow the little hands of strangers on the internet and trolls and random ass people and your neighbors and your freaking friends and your family to grab your ankles and pull you down and stop you on your mission. I will be damned. You don't like my outfit? You don't like my nails? You don't like the way I say what I say? You don't like my pink wall? You don't like my podcast? Peace the fuck out. I don't give a damn. That shit's not stopping me. You could talk all kinds. You could talk about my mothering, my kids. I don't care. People are like, oh, don't talk about my kids. You don't know my kids. So good luck. Good luck. I don't, like, that's not going to stop me because I know what's true. I know who I am. I know what I stand for. I know that someone's reflection of me is actually themselves. It's their own insecurity because I'm triggering what they're not going to be or what they wish they could have or who they wish they could be or whatever. I don't know. Go to therapy, person. And I do the work I do, so I have more compassion for it. I'm sure it hurts feelings. I'm sure people get hurt. I'm sure one day someone will say something and it'll hurt my feelings, but it is not going to stop me from being who I came here to be. It is not going to stop me from showing up and serving you and impacting you because that's the most important thing for me, is to be of service and impact. So somebody's opinion about me, I don't give a damn. So here's my invitation to you. Go out into the world and try this. Go get looked at funny. Go have someone be like, who the hell does she think she is? Post something. Let somebody troll you. Wear something that you want to wear that's crazy, ridiculous, dressy. I wore a dressy ass outfit the other day to a friend's birthday. No, it wasn't a friend's birthday. A friend who had cancer. It was like a cancer-free party. And then on my way, I was going to a birthday. And the birthday, I needed to be dressed up. So I went dressed up to this party. And there was a few people of influence there looking at me like, who the fuck does she think she is? And I was like, I'm the stripper they hired. Just kidding. But I didn't care. I looked extra. That's me. I love sprinkles and sparkles and sequins and big ass hats and being the life of the party and looking like I'm about to get on stage. Yeah. So what? You got a problem with it? Like, mind your business. You know where I'm going after this. And they were people of influence and they were talking about me while I wasn't there. And I don't care. I was just like, my name is Erica at the Queen of Confidence. Follow for more tips. You know, like, what do I say? It's like we care way too much about what other people think about us. We allow these fake stories of what we think they're thinking stop us from being who we came here to be. And you need to decide when you're done with that bullshit. You're the only one that can decide that. It's not going to hurt less, but you will care less. And you will start to be more in tune with who you know yourself to be. Their opinions will fly over you. I wish I could talk to celebrities. Celebrities need to have a session with me before they go become celebrities. Like, once you sign that paper to be a celebrity, baby, everybody's coming at you. They coming at you. Get ready. Look forward to it. I think back in the first year of my podcast, I did an episode called Look Forward to the Critics. And this is actually what I mean. I can't wait. Come. Welcome. Here's some coffee, some cold coffee. Come and hang out with me. Come and talk shit. This is what you're here to do, right? Critics criticize. Haters gonna hate. That's what they're there to do. Let them do their fucking job. And you do you. And don't worry about that shit. So if it bothers you, do your work. That's my little slap for you this morning. I am going to go off and see a client. I love you. If you're watching on YouTube, please drop me a comment. Drop me a question. What do you want to hear on the podcast? What questions do you have? I cannot tell you how much I love and appreciate you for rocking with me, for being on Spotify, for being on all the platforms, for Apple, all the places you are listening. And then those that came over to YouTube to watch the podcast. We're still figuring out this setup. We're still figuring out all the things. I think I need a higher chair and I need to put those photos up on the wall. And there's all stuff still happening. But I just really want to say thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for rocking with me. And finally, if this work about having courage to be disliked and being able to show up as you are in your opinions and your full power is resonating with you, I want to say that it is literally one of the main secret sauce ingredients to building a powerful, powerful personal brand. That's one of the main ingredients. If you can sort that, you will build an incredible personal brand that is contagious, that is amazing, that you can build as a business, that you can then start showing up and impacting and getting all the opportunities that you want because you actively build your personal brand so potently with what I just mentioned. I cannot tell you. So I've had a lot of you ask me about personal branding, about authority, about building a brand, about building a profitable personal brand business, which is what I have done and what I teach my clients to do. And it's a difference, personal brand business that's profitable. And I really have been thinking about running a masterclass. So if you're watching this, if you're listening to this, comment below, let me know, are you interested in coming to a personal branding masterclass that I'm gonna run? I've gotten so many messages and I feel like I just need to do it. So let's jump on live. Let me know, comment below or send me a message on Spotify or DM me on Instagram, wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching. If there's enough people, I'm going to do it. I love you. Have the best week and I will see you next one.